WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from The Cure, Peter Gabriel, and Prince. Plus, I have new tunes from Band of Skulls, Tiger Town, and Santigold. Double Down feature artist is Why We Love, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you, Inner Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Rah Rah Riot. This is called Boy, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
See? Music you won't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Cocktail bar when I met you, I picked you out.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Busting away in the second hour of today's show. It's a beautiful day here in the Boston area. Hope it's nice where you are. We finished up there with new music from Forest Frontier. They were a five-piece indie surf rock group out of Montreal, Canada, which I love that city. I'm trying to get there in July, as a matter of fact. Not that you need to know that information. The band is fronted by two brothers, Oliver and Julian Martin. They're supported by Allison Peltier, Nat Barrera, and Steve Raffolo. Song I just featured there is Skidoo, and it's been released as a standalone single. Short Straw out of South Africa with Good Morning Sunshine. The Human Lead, of course, from Dare, from their breakout album. That was Don't You Want Me. Santa Gold, their new album is 99 Cents. That is the lean-off single called Can't Get Enough of Myself. And Rah Rah Riot got the hour started with Boy from their album The Orchard.
At St. Jude, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Because of you,
there is St. Jude.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Peter Gabriel, also some Prince and some Fanfarlo. Next up is new music from Band of Skulls, and I have to tell you, this band just keeps getting better and better. If you're not familiar with Band of Skulls, they're a mixed-gendered alt-indie trio. They're from Southampton in the UK. Matthew Hayward on drums, Russell Marsden on guitars and vocals, and Emma Richardson on bass guitar and vocals. They've been together since 2008 with a couple singles, an EP, four albums to their name. The track I have for you right now is called So Good, and it is. New music from Band of Skulls here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Never knew the score till now. Never got it.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is a single from a band called Pleasure Beach. They don't have a whole lot of music out, probably like five singles total. They're a five-piece mixed gender driving all-pop band out of Belfast in Northern Ireland. The story goes that I read that all five members were all solo musicians in their own rights. They met at a coffee shop over a mutual love of espresso. They are my kind of people. That tune is called Go, and it came off of an EP. It was like a three-song EP entitled Dreamer to the Dawn. They do have a new single out in May, I think it was. I haven't got my hands on it yet, but I'll set that up for you next week. Also in there, Hands Off, She's Mine from the English Beat off their I Just Can't Stop It album. Band of Skulls got it started with So Good off their brand new disc called By Default. We've got another feature coming up in about 28 minutes' time. It's Cover Me, and I've got a very interesting 50s tune that's been reimagined by a current artist that awaits you in just a little bit. And meanwhile, though, we're trying to keep you entertained here with the newest stuff from a band called Waves, and that's with two V's in the band's name. And they were maturing alternative beach/surf rock band of the Los Angeles, California area. Nathan Williams is the power behind this charmingly messy lo-fi band. And I mentioned maturing because when I look back at my notes from their 2010 release, King of the Beach, I wrote, Waves is more for a younger crowd. I get the attraction. If I were 20-something, I'd be all over this. Unquote. However, after listening to this track I have for you now called Pony, sounds like Nathan has really found that sweet spot combining alt-rock and surf sounds with a nice touch of pop. The new album is called V. It came out in October of last year. It's new music from Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Pressed and bored. Hard
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. We finished up there with some brand new music from Tiger Town. They're a four-piece mixed gender all-pop band. They're out of Sydney, Australia. I first featured them in 2012 with the release of their album Morning Has Finally Come. They're fronted by a married couple, Charlie and Chris. And they, as a band, were originally supported by brothers and sisters, two from each band leader, making the band a sextet. What was funny is I was looking at my notes from 3 years ago, and I wrote, one would think it would make it difficult for a band partnership, but they all seem to get along well with music at the heart of the connection. But I guess it was just too difficult to manage since they are wintered down to a quartet now. Anyway, Tiger Town's new EP is called Lonely Cities, and that was the title track. Peter Gabriel, Big Time from So, and latest from Waves. Their new album is called V, and we sampled Pony. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I've posted already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, you can also smooth on over to some free downloads that I made available for you there on, well, and there are some videos housed in there. An email function, if you want to send me a note, a request, or suggestions, all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Next up, well, I've got this unsigned alt-pop band out of Jakarta, Indonesia. They are called The Whistling Possum. And that's about all I have about them, of this band. They do have a Bandcamp page, and on it they have this one song, and it's called Some Pop Kids Are Even Worse. If you like the track, head over to their Bandcamp page and pick it up and support these guys. It's pretty good. The Whistling Possum, new Some Pop Kids Are Even Worse. New music from them here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Listening to TK and Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM WMFO.